Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-word, along with my grand co-host, Miss 100%. Tonight, we got a special guest, my man, Najeeb Hogan, of the upcoming book, Hood Therapy. If you want to talk some hood therapy, feel free to give us a call. 646-929-2037 is the number. Once again, 646-929-2037 is the number. Also, for those of you who may not feel the need to call, you're a little too shy, you can email me, dickatsmoothdrama.com, and I'll read your questions from there. And we social network, so if you want to hit me up, Facebook, Twitter, tag, look, you name it, I'm on there. You can, on Twitter, you can follow me at Smooth Drama, and Facebook, tag, MySpace, my yearbook, I'm Dick Hugger. Add me, I'll add you back, and we can holler about whatever, have a good time with it. And also, for those of you who want to have your secret crush on this 100%, feel free to go to our Smooth Drama site, go to the featured guest page, and holla at my girl. She's on there. You can read her bio. You can find out all kinds of little intimate details so you can get your little stalk on.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck with that. In between them, speaking of creepy stalking, Woody Allen is out right now. Candace is their 64th annual film festival in the south of France. Is beginning with a screening of Midnight in Paris. And, a romantic comedy. Now, why are we even talking about a romantic comedy from Woody Allen? I mean, I can never stop talking about Woody Allen because I think he's the alpha pedophile. You know, there are pedophiles, and then there are alpha pedophiles. So, just in case you don't know about it, Mr. Allen, he's the one who adopted a kid and then raised said kid, changed the diapers, all that, and then promptly divorced his wife and married the kid. So,
the epitome of this disgusting creature.
Yeah, skin crawling, all that. So, yeah, this is a shout out to Woody Allen. No, it ain't. I just find it funny. He's critically acclaimed for his film, but he gets a big pass on being the supreme pedophile. I myself, every time I see a movie with him on it, in it, whatnot, I immediately think of him changing the diapers of the infant and probably fantasizing, yeah, I'm going to hit this. But that's just me. That's how I see him. And if you don't see him like that, then you need to put on some 3D glasses
Well, Woody Allen, he already looks like a used dildo anyway. So, I mean, who would really want him? I mean, he's freaking disgusting. He's just gross.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? Ugh.
No. No, I can't, actually.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I can't imagine. And I never will. We'll just leave it like that.
Yes, please. Okay.
And moving on, I'm stuck on, you know how we've got the anti-obesity campaign going on now. The schools are talking about taking away chocolate milk. Now, of all the flavored milks that they have out there, the schools are talking about taking away chocolate milk. I ain't saying it's racist or nothing like that, but why you want to get rid of the chocolate?
Right. Why can't we just get rid of the strawberry? What about that?
We don't need strawberry.
That's full of sugar, too.
Yeah. Strawberry can go. I'm just saying, you know, I'm with you. I'm with you totally. We can just get rid of strawberry, vanilla.
Right.
Save the chocolate. That's our new mission in 2011. We want to save the chocolate.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
Hold it.
Now, the ultimate plan now is I'm reading where the American Association of New Recreation are asking for a naked golf course of their own. I don't know how I want to take that one. I mean, because and doing stuff naked, It sounds very appealing.
No, it doesn't. It's just certain stuff you do not do naked. I mean, golfing, come on, really?
I mean, it's not like golfing is like a strenuous sport.
But, like, some of the stuff, no. Okay, kill the mental image. I don't want to think about that.
Hello?
Sexy at all.
No, because... See, if it was a bunch of people that you were attracted to out there doing naked golf, you wouldn't be saying what you say.
Not naked golf. It's just certain things that even the sexiest person can do that is unappealing, and golf is one of those things, naked golf. Now, if it was naked football, yeah, I would love to see that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so you think... Naked golf is unappealing, but you can see sweaty men,
yes,
tackling each other.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And well, yeah. And then you got, I even see you thinking about it. And but I'm saying, see, dudes are dirty. So if you're talking about naked football, I mean, you talking about dudes trying to tackle other dudes by pulling them down by their package? I mean, you got to think. You think it'll be cool until it's actually implemented. And then, you know, I mean, now, just like you have naked football, I can go with naked volleyball.
I can see that.
I can see naked volleyball.
Yeah.
All day.
That's even better than naked football.
Hey, well, I mean, as a matter of fact, you know there's a lingerie league.
Yes.
I lingerie football. I've yet to catch it, but I'm thinking I'm gonna catch up to it sometime this summer.
Well, for the guys that haven't seen it, I've been told that it's the highest thing that you can see not only are these ladies just extremely sexy, but they are playing football, like real football. They're not, you know, dainty or cutesy. They're actually playing hardcore ball. So a lot of men find that to be very appealing. So check it out, fellas.
Yeah, I think we're gonna have to find a way to hook up with the lingerie league and try to get them on the show and see if we can get some free tickets to some of the games. But that's a story for a whole nother show. And on that note, we gonna go on break before we get my man Najib in the house. We got him on hold right after this commercial break here, which is my main men, HISD, Cowboys.
Up quick like Gene Wilder grabbing a chest piece and herd y'all cattle. Brand a name on the lane, the district rap game. We claim telling the same like putting tame. Bang, bang, shoot em up, fam. Bugs Bunny rap, catch heat like Yosemite Sam. Try to fight it like John Wayne and heart damage. New sheriff in town, give me a hat, Reggie Hammond. 48 hours to leave the damn text town. You can get with this, cause it's worldwide spit. Or you can get with that, Black Stallion, y'all just horse crap. What a pity, someone for loops like this stuff was made in New York City. Get a rope, spit hot pace for Conte. The Wild Wild West like Kumo D, Will Smith, or Delonte. But in the South, 10 steps turn around fire, Dan Fouts. Sickly out in the mouth, rap get stomped out, then skate on them like roll bounce. Young Guns ride off into the sunset, Secretariat Cowboys, original that love Billy the Kid grit. Click clack, hooves kick up dirt from the street. We ride, glide, and blow by like tumbleweed.
Yup, giddy up, syrup in the cup. Man, hold up, pull it up, that ain't just enough. Shucky's up, Buffalo Soldier, we posse up. Mario Van, pick it up, pick up truck, that's for it tough. It's Chevy heavy for crew clutch, that's clicked up. They say you all but you cover up. M-Run cars, we like big stuff, so double up. A lot of one, champions, they're locking up. Live stocking it up, port, folio, rodeo, and show them up. In that wild, wild, wild South Texas cowboy, stick them up. Yeah, don't let your baby grow up to be. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be. Huh? They from Texas, they got to be. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be. They from Texas, they got to be.
Raised up, stressed out, don't know what I'm talking about. 3 in the morning, I'm sleeping with it, no without. Down south, you sex, y'all don't really know about these, boy.
Cowboy?
Who, us?
Cowboy?
Don't get it twisted, we spit the slang. And food in my clay, clay, for out of town, we're thinking the same. We tighten it, cut the fat lip, don't come in with trim. You'll get flipped like bananas, bananas, the bump, and Tony Dancer. We bomb hard, get Texas tea, my dirty like Tipsy. The bum bee, boy, in the fleece, get through a piece. When we got it, you hear some hugs, every week I'm.
Get sick to see it, yeah.
We raw, hot,
and
some
touchy bumpers. Get on up and ride, now we through these rusty roads. Well, we wrestle with mics and stereotypes. What a northerner's mic. Wanna start a civil war in the Confederate States. What a Confederate take. Everything that we make to make a living off of our killing, ice drilling. Drug dealing us a bad hand. But we still play to win, lose or draw your guns. Cowboys, shootouts, tunnels, saloons. They didn't wanna give us room. So we built our own house from the ground up. Now they wanna down us, clown us. Like we can't get it paintbrush on the canvas of the track with pictures of black dripping the grain and the lack. So picture those pictures of black spatter from whips that crack. No wonder we back in the trap. Crack rapping for whips and chains. Auction block stock tray and I slang like mane. Hold up your pimp cups and such. But in the home of the loan, the source for first styrofoam. And we roam the frontier. We go front, we roll blunts and cold beers. It's no beer, it's our years. So go steer your cattle too. Beef with others in the streets where brothers get circled by the cops like vultures. Welcome to the wild, wild westernized culture.
Don't let your babies grow up to be. Yep,
from Texas, they got to be. Mama, don't let your baby grow up to be.
Say, man, y'all boys from Texas.
Together you got to move. Mama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was HISD, the Houston Independent Spit District. Cowboys, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. It won't be a good thing. And on that note, speaking of cowboys, we got my main man, Najib Hogan's in the house. What's going on, baby? How you living? Welcome to Smooth Drama.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you just fine, sir.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
What's going on?
Not too much. How you doing?
Just doing. I just had to get out on the exercise bike and sweat off a little blubber, you know.
Hey, Najib. How are you?
Miss 100, what it do?
What it do?
All right, well, I got to ask
you. It is what it was, what it ain't.
What's cracking?
We going to ask you, what can we look forward to from ghetto therapy? Tell us, what is ghetto therapy and why do we need it?
Well, there's a lot of finger-pointing and blaming going on, right, for each side of the relationship, male or female. And what we're trying to do is basically – put a rock in a sock and slap the tits out of people's mouths and get them to open up and see where they're messing up at.
All right. So, in your esteemed opinion, where are we messing up at?
Honestly, I think it's we too selfish and there's a lack of honesty. And so what we try to do is to prevent from getting hurt or rejected. We put up these walls to try to protect ourselves, and then you get about 5 or 6 months in the deal, and the real you comes out, and then that's when the drama starts.
Yeah, well, we know that that whole hooking up with the representative thing never works. Now, my question is, now, you name your book would be Ghetto Therapy. Why'd you choose the name Ghetto Therapy?
Actually, we're going to call it probably Hood Therapy.
Oh, okay.
And mainly, it just kind of popped up because it seems to be that in the Black and Hispanic community, our relationships don't last as long as, say, a white couple. Now, there's a lot of factors that play into that. You know, upbringing, financial status, city, zip code, ethnic, you know, religious background. And for whatever reason, we messing up more than they are.
Well, I mean, so, and how do you, I mean, you think there's some positive stats out there? Because I don't know if they keep the stats on that. I mean, how do you keep up with the stats on that?
I'll have to find the link again. But it's something like we're 5 times more likely to break up in a relationship than a white couple is.
So why do you think that?
Well, I mean, like I said, to me it's almost like, you know, as people of color, we've been fighters most of our lives, and we squirrels trying to get a nut. You know, not necessarily a nut as in nutting, but, you know, just to get ahead and be, you know, on an equal playing field. And we typically like to just run over anybody to get there.
Well, I think that's part of, you know, being in Western culture. We talk about it's a capitalistic society.
It's a mindset of self.
Right, that's a state of mind that, you know, capitalism says get or be got.
Right.
Right. But should we be applying that to the person that we're trying to love is the question.
Well, yeah, you can't, I mean, because it, when you pose a broad question like that, I think you look at the, as you say, the social factors, but then we talk about, okay, are you really in a relationship where you're competing? I mean, is it a competition to see who loves each other more? I mean, is everything in a relationship a competition, or is this about building a relationship of love and trust? And I think when we talk about building relationships of love and trust, I don't think that that's just stuck to romantic relationships. I think that that's something that should apply across the board.
Right.
And
you know,
go ahead.
Something that that I see or hear a lot is that people have a habit of bringing past hurt, past drama, past baggage into a new relationship, not giving themselves enough time to get over the last relationship before they jump into a new relationship. And so the new relationship turns out to be worse than the last one that they had. And then on the other side, you have, like you said, people putting up walls because they don't want to get hurt. But then on the flip side, you have people who give and give and give and give and give, but the partner is not giving back. And so that once you go through that a lot, then you're like, okay, well, this time I'm going to put up a wall because I'm tired of giving and not receiving anything back. So that's just from things that I've seen, things that I've heard, things that I've experienced.
Right, and then it ends up being like a disease because let's say we're together and I'm giving and you're not, and then I'm the one that gets hurt, but then I go meet the next girl, and then I'm not going to give. And she might be the one for me that I was looking for the whole time. Now that I ran her through the mud, and now it just continues.
Right.
It just spreads like disease.
Right.
All right. Well, I took the liberty of grabbing a frustrated lady's poll from one of your sites, and you had on your poll, let's see what type of man you really want. One, man with job, new car, new house, great credit, and a small dick. Two, man with no job, no car, no house, bad credit, and a large dick. Three, man with job, busted car, apartment, decent credit, an average dick. Four, man who is honest, selfless, and would never lie to you or play games. Five, man who is typical bad boy who plays women but is great in bed. Or six, the one you're with as he is 100% perfect for you. Now,
you know, it's funny I didn't get many responses on that. You know, that was my other thing is like, you got a lot of women and people complaining on the internet about I'm looking for this, I'm looking for that. But looking for a good man, I mean, good is relative because what's good for one woman might not fit the other one or the next one or the next one. So if they don't know what they want, how do we know how to give them what they want?
Exactly. Well, with Mr. Dick, were you posing a question to that question to me?
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't get a chance to actually see that or I would have responded to that. personally, the first thing that I do is I take inventory of myself. You always see people or hear people saying, I want this in a man, I want that in a man, he got to have this, he got to have that, he can't be this. Well, first of all, what is it that Miss 100% can offer to a man? So I know what I am, I know who I am, I know what I can offer, and so I seek the same. And as far as the house, the car, and all of that, I've had men on all levels. And what I see, first of all, is a spiritual intimate connection. I don't care how big your dick is or how small your dick is, because just because it's small don't mean that you can't work it, and just because it's big don't mean that you can work it. Just because you have money, it doesn't mean that you want to take care of me. And just because you have a car doesn't mean that if I don't have one, you're going to let me borrow it or ride me around in it. So I'm not looking for material things, and I'm not looking for things that are, just surface things. I look for things that are deeper. So I can fall in love with a person who right now he may be in between jobs. But if I care about this man, as his woman or his wife or his girl, whatever you want to call it, is my duty to support him in all his endeavors. Because, like, you know, the old saying goes, behind every strong man, there's a strong black, behind every strong black man, there's a strong black woman. So I'm not the type to down a person for what they don't have. And, again, I look for more of a, you know, spiritual or intimate connection. Intimacy and sex are two different things. Intimacy can lead to sex. So if there's a good connection, a good vibe, and then I say go with it. But you have to be realistic about what you want from jump and not lie to yourself or lie to the person that you're with. So.
All right. Now then I posed this question because there was a comment that Najee made. Now, you said that you didn't get many answers to those questions that you posed there. Now, my question would be, why do you feel like there was no answers? What makes you think people don't want to be honest or and answer questions? Najee?
Well, I think it forces people to look at themselves, and if they have to look at themselves in the mirror and be like, well, how do I answer that? How do I even know what I want? I don't know what I want, so I'm just going to not answer because I don't want to put myself on blast and get hammered. Because if you answer funny, I'm going to hammer you.
Wow.
Okay. Well, I
got a question about the good little poll. What was the first one, Dick? What?
Man,
we got a good job.
New car, new house, great credit, and a small dick.
Why a man that got why is the man that's successful or, is the successful man, why does he have to have a small dick?
That was just a random thing I thought of.
Okay, well, that's what I'm wondering, because it's like kind of like the poll is a little unbalanced, because not every man that has a big dick is just out there throwing it around, and not every successful man, you know, has a tiny penis. So why can't I just choose what I want and, you know, just let you know what I want.
A successful man with a big dick?
I kind of swayed it that way because, you know, as we've noticed on these internet social networks and sites and what have you, it seemed like, you know, like, for example, on Tags, it seemed like 99% of these people on here are after sex. And so
right.
I kind of swayed it towards that, you know, since that seems to be the majority market. I said, well, let me see if I can sway them and see if I can get some biters. And I think people are too afraid to admit what they want or they don't know what they want.
Well, I myself think that's an interesting point because, you know, you said the majority of the people on the social network would be out for sex. And I would say that's human nature. I would think that people would want to have sex. I mean, I don't have an issue with it. I mean, because I think that everything, if it's in moderation, it's good. I think the problem with sex in our culture is that people don't look at it in the healthy manner. People, it's referred to as dirty, like it's unnatural. And I think that's where we fall into the problem, and it just filters down from there when you talk about relationships, whatnot, because as I'm sure you know, that when people talk about relationships, a lot of relationships, the sex part weighs a whole lot, and then with the negativity around the sex, do they please me, blah, 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 it can break down at that critical juncture of a relationship because of sexual needs.
Right. And it almost seems like the more successful or the more status, of the higher level status a person attains, the more risky they view sex. It's almost like, well, if I get pregnant, I'm going to lose my job or I'm going to have to quit or this kind of something. And it's almost like there's more pressure. So if there's more pressure to have it, then they're going to treat it like work, and you're not, there's not going to be an intimate connection at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So
because
I think what's
happened is as we've become successful, we've detached sex from human nature, and that, I think that also is a major part of it.
All right. So we've talked about some problems here. Now, what kind of solutions can we offer that can help make the situation better?
Well, the biggest, I think, probably the first thing is you got to look within yourself and know what your faults are and address the new person with what all of your faults are before you can even try to do anything with it. You got to pretty much lay out your entire history on the table and say, this is it, this is who I am, this is how it is, take it or leave it. And, you know,
okay.
That's just not, I mean, who... Huh?
But I have a question. I have a question for both of you, you grown men. that's very interesting that you say that, because that's the type of person that I am exactly. And I've been told by several people that I shouldn't do that, that it drives people away. That's why my name is Miss 100%. I don't do anything half-assed. I don't half step on anything. So I'm going to let you know what it is, and you know that up front. And I ask people for the same. So why is it that when you're a grown person, you don't have to answer to anybody, don't have to lie to anybody, and you're already cold up front, just let me know what it is with you. And all you get is lies, and then you find out later, you know, all the facts. Why do men lie when they don't have a reason to? I mean, because if you say, well, if you ask a guy, what are you looking for? Are you looking for a relationship, a long-term relationship? Or are you just looking to have fun, or, you know, have a, you know, a FWB, a friend with benefits? You know, what is it that you want? And they say, oh, a long-term relationship, but what they really want is a friend with benefits. Well, had you told me that up front and given me the chance to choose whether or not I wanted to kick it with you, you probably would have been able to, you know, be my friend with benefits had you not lied anyway. So what was the purpose of you lying? So to both of you, like, why do men do that?
They
want to
know everything about you first.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, at the same time, you know, because a woman has the right to be more picky, you know, she's got the coochie and what have you, you know, they want to know everything usually up front and pick and choose the battles.
But if you're going to get it anyway, why
Well,
but, you know, at the same time, too, a lot of if a man comes up to him and say, I just want to hit it, she's going to flip out. Well, I'm not that kind of woman. I don't do that, even though she might want really want it. But because he came at her sideways with it and straight up, I'm a lady. I don't do that.
There's a difference between being straight up and being outright rude and disrespectful. I'm saying when you're at what you're looking for, and if you say, I just want a sex partner, let me choose whether or not that's what I want to do. But when you lie to a person, you take away their choice.
I think I can shed a little light on this one. And this one is kind of funny because people talk, you know, there's been conjecture that our quote-unquote hip-hop generation, rap generation, whatever you want to call it, are a little bit more crude than generations past. Where I say, no, there's no difference. It's just each generation has their different lingo. Like, I mean, a hit song from the past, I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. You know, David Ruffin. I mean, people right. look at, that's a stalker song.
Yes,
but
yes,
you know, it's not the hip-hop song, so people look at it like, oh, well, he sung it. Or Marvin Gaye, Sexual Healing. It's no different from 30 years later, Ice-T, Let's Get Butt Naked and Fuck. It's the same song, different lingo, different generation. And I think what happens is people interpret. And like you said, there's the rudeness where there are some guys who have learned how to speak in a language that says, hey, let's get butt naked and fuck. But he made it sound like Marvin Gaye, Sexual Healing.
Yes, yeah.
And see, there's a difference.
We can say it, but we have to say it in a way that when she hears it, it sounds different, but she still understands that's what you want to do.
It's to make it appealing to us because, you know, girls
yeah,
have to be
Yeah, because if we just come out and say, let's fuck,
so,
you're going to be like, oh, I don't do that. I'm not. You don't know me like that. But if I say, hey, let me take some time to get to know you and, you know, let me take you out and do this and do that, that's I'm still saying the same. They're still tricking. It's still the same thing. It just took me a paragraph to say I want to fuck.
And I'm not basically just talking about sex only. I'm saying up front.
The older women
you don't have to lie. Voila. I still don't get that. Why make up lies and then get mad when you get caught in a lie and just. I mean, you can pick me, you can get more by telling the truth, whatever it is. But and I know that's rare, so I'm just.
Well, no, but you see that's what you're asking that question, and so it's saying and that's why I made the point that the lingo,
uh-huh.
You know, because it's how you say it as
all right.
as supposed to say
it.
Like Najee was saying, I will say a whole paragraph to say let's have sexual relations.
All right.
And that's now I know we talked about something else, lingo, how we can converse with each other. I asked you. Majee, once again, we talking about solutions. How can we, as a society, as people, men and women, how can we change that dynamic where we can understand each other a little bit better?
You got to kind of have a poker mentality. You got to put it all. It's got to be all in.
I don't know how to play poker. I've only played strip poker, and I've always tried to lose, so.
You what?
I've only played strip poker, and I always want to lose, so.
Okay, let's talk about poker. Let's talk about, like, Vegas, like, World Series-type poker, where you're trying to get all the chips. But you got all your chips, and she got all your chips, and you're trying to get to that prize, so you got to go all in. Because the prize is the happiness, but she might try to call your bluff on you and get you to fold so that she can get the prize, or vice versa. He might be trying to bluff and get her to fold, and then he gets the prize. So there's got to be some kind of a meeting of the minds. I mean, if we're supposed to be adults, we can have a normal conversation at work and not argue, but when we get home, we argue. What's the difference? You still having an intelligible conversation at the job. Why is it when you get home and close that front door, we go back to caveman status on somebody when it comes to talking to them?
Yeah. I think it was said earlier where we talked about the representatives. People put forth their representative, and they don't put forth the real person.
So when you meet somebody, you only meeting the spokesperson. You haven't met the president of the company yet.
Yeah. And I think the president of the company should be face first.
Mm-hmm.
And as Ms. 100% said, you don't have to go all around it. If she's meeting the president, she can decide whether or not she wants to get with the president or she wants to get with the spokesperson.
Yeah, because the spokesperson got that hustle. He can flip it with the mouth, but the president is the one that's sitting back. He's the one that's the long-term guy because he's running the show.
True. Now, I'm sorry about mispronouncing your book. Now, when can we expect to be able to access Hood Therapy?
We're trying to shoot for a summer release. Since it would be the summer dating season, people be at the beach trying to be single and mingle and what have you, or not be single and mingle. You know, like Atlanta used to have the Freaknik back in the day, back in the 90s and what have you, where you just get on a plane with a box of condoms and hope for the best.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And so if we trying to catch up with Najib Hogan, where can we catch Najib Hogan and we can talk to you and get some more Hood Therapy?
I'm currently on Facebook, you know, facebook.com/Najib Hogan, and then I'm on tag.com, but I'm under House DJ. And, I like to just randomly ask people stuff on these websites just to see what kind of responses I'm getting. You know, like I'm currently looking to try to compile information to do the men's side of the book because we almost done with the women's side. The first half is going to be men's frustrations towards women. The second half is going to be women's frustrations towards men. And then the final chapter is going to be a solution for each previous chapter. So it's almost like a self-help book for anybody who reads it. You know, whether male or female, there's something in there for you. You know, we're going to say, oh, well, we don't like this about you. You know, if you want them women on welfare, like just push babies out like a popcorn machine, you know, we know, we see you.
Okay.
Or if you want them down low brothers that's walking, you know, going around spreading AIDS, we see you too.
Okay. All right. Well, on that note, I want to thank you, sir, for coming on. And I look forward with bated anticipation of Hood Therapy, so we can. I look forward to reading all your thoughts. I find them quite interesting.
Very interesting.
I'm trying to keep a different perspective, you know, because typically a lot of the relationship books and websites that are out there don't really always cater to us that well. And so somebody needs to come at a different approach with it. Maybe we can bring some awareness, you know, because it's an epidemic and nobody seems to be trying to fix it. Everybody can complain about something, but when you ask them to bring a solution for that complaint, they get real quiet and shut up.
Right.
Well, we're all about solutions here. So I want to thank you for coming on the show, sir. And like I said, I look forward to when you release your book. And I expect to read it, and we're going to talk about it again once you put that out. So we'll keep in touch, and I look forward to speaking with you again, sir. You take care.
Well, I appreciate you having me, and take care, both you and Miss 100. Keep it 100.
All right.
Any more like you.
Yes, sir. I enjoyed you, McGee. I really did.
All right. Thank you for coming on, sir, and we will have you on again. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for having me.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Peace.
Take care.
All right. That was Mr. Najib Hogan. Look out for that hood therapy. It should be interesting.
Yeah, I'm sure will be.
And on that note, we're going to go on a break. This is Gangstar. Rest in peace, Guru. I'm still mourning him a year later. You know my Steve.
That makes me know that we had the right idea in the beginning, and we just need to maintain our focus and elevate. We update our formulas. We have certain formulas, but we update
them
with the times and everything, you know. And so, you know, the rhyme style is elevated, the style of beats is elevated, but it's still Guru Premier. And there's always a message involved.
The real hip-hop, MCing, and DJing from your own mind, you know.
I just right now we should start the show.
Who's this suspicious character strapped with the sound profound? Similar to rounds spit by Derringers. You're in the terror dome like my man Chuck D said. It's time to dethrone you clones and all you knuckleheads. Cause MCs have used up extended warranties, while real MCs and DJs are a minority. But right about now I use my authority, cause I'm like the wizard and you look lost like Dorothy. The horror be when I return for my real people. Words of split wig hitting like some double desert eagles. Sporting caps full low and baggy slacks. Subtracting all the rappers who lack over Premier's tracks. Severe facts have brought this rap game to near collapse. So as I have in the past, I will back. Dropping lyrics that be harder than sex and candle wax. And one-dimensional MCs can't handle that. While the world's revolving on its axis, I come with mad loving plus the illest warlike tactics. The wilderness is filled with this. So many people searching for false bliss. I'm here with the skills you've missed. The rejected stone is now the cornerstone. Sort of like the master builder when I make my way home. You know my Steve.
You know my Steve.
Let them know, do your thing, y'all.
Keep it live.
To the beach, y'all.
The beat is sinister, Primo makes you relax. I'm like the minister, when I be lacing the wax, I be bringing salvation through the way that I rap. And you know, and I know, I'm nice like that. Work through worldly problems, I got the healing power. When the mic's within my reach, I'm feeling more power. Stealing at least 3 minutes of every rap radio hour. It's often easier for one to give advice than it is for a person to run one's own life. That's why I can't be caught up in all the hype. I keep my soul tight and let these lines take flight. The apparatus gets blessed, and suckers can put to rest. No more of the unpure, I got the cure for this mess. The whackness is spreading like the plague. MCs lucked up and got paid, but still can't make the fucking grade. How many times a wannabe is gonna lie? Yo, they must wanna fry, they can't touch the knowledge I personify. I travel through the darkness, carrying my torch, the illest soldier, when I'm holding down the fort. You know my seed.
Let them know, do your thing, dog.
Keep it live.
I'm one of the best yet. Some punks ain't paid all of their debts yet. Trying to be fly, riding high on the jet set with juvenile rhymes, making fake ass death threats. Big deal, like in Vogue, here's something you can feel. Style's more tangible, an image more real. For some time now, I've held the scrolls and manuscripts. When it's time to go all out, you be like, damn, you flip. Now I'm sick, fed up with the bullshit. Got the lyrical full clip, giving you a verbal ass whip. Don't trip, it's the gifted, prolific one, known as Ballhead Slip. Why is the press all on my diddick? My style be wilder than a kamikaze pilot. Don't try it, I'm about to stop more than a friggin' riot. Styles unsurpassable, and knuckles that suckers. Yo, the motherfuckers are harassable. For I be speaking from my parables and carry you beyond. The mic's either a magic wand, or it gets tragic like the havoc of a nuclear bomb. Then I grab your palm, no pulse, you're gone. And if you thought we lose our niche in this rap shit, you way wrong. I stay up, I stay on, shine bright like neon. Your song's pathetic, synthetic like rayon. Fat beats they play on, one dope rhyme put me on. Word is bomb, you know my speed.
Together you got to move.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Gangstar. You know my Steve. Rest in peace, Guru. And speaking of Steve, it's that time of the week where we break out our dumb ass week. You want to start off this 100%?
Sure, I'll go ahead.
All right.
This week, it was rather tough. I mean, I'm struggling between two, but because they're equally retarded. But I will take this one. An Iraqi terrorist, his name is Kay Ramajet. He didn't pay enough postage on a letter bomb, and it came back with the words return to sender stamped on it. He forgot that he sent it out, and he opened it up, and he was blown to bits. This is a true story. And check it out. Just Google his name, Kay Ramajet.
Oh, that's a real
Louis
good one. I guess he had a short-term memory loss.
You know what I say? That's what his ass gets. That's
But all you would-be terrorists out there, take your ginkgo so you can remember.
Better yet, quit trying to blow people up.
Yeah, that would be, I mean, isn't that when we talk, try to get some ass. If you're trying to get some ass as opposed to trying to blow people up, you'd probably be a little bit more successful in life. Anyway.
You need a hug or something.
Yeah, they need a lot of hugs.
So let's hear yours.
Well, mine was K-9 Officer Dustin Hill, who is my dumbass and / hater of the week.
Okay.
Who is Dustin Hill? Dustin Hill is the officer of the North Dakota, and I'm going to say this wrong, Wahpeton Police Department. He arrested a Mr. Wanick because Mr. Wanick was doing a documentary, a video project on unwarranted raids in Wahpeton, North Dakota. Now, he saw Mr. Wanick filming him, walks over to him, and mind you, he's filming him on a public street while he's talking to a citizen on public property. And so what does Hill say? Mr. Dustin Hill walks over to Mr. Wanick and says, "You need something?" And to which Mr. Wanick responds, "Nah, I'm just filming the story about unwarranted raids in Wahpeton." To which Mr. Hill puts him under arrest, takes him down to the station with no criminal charge.
Why the camera's still rolling?
No. I mean, he took it from him. He took him to the interrogation room, left him in handcuffs for an hour, questioned him without reading his Miranda rights, all that. Why? Just because. Now, I mean, that is dumbass to the fullest. I mean, you know,
yes.
He's not doing anything wrong. It's these cops, and I don't want to say it, but he probably has a little penis, and so he has a little penis anxiety attack. Speaking of which, I hear we have a quick announcement. You want to make a quick announcement?
Yes, well, you know that Smooth Drama is going to be covering the Two Bay 2011 Masturbatathon, right? May 21st and 22nd. But also, Tube 8 is calling all men with small penises. They're assisting a filmmaker who's seeking men with small penises or who have concerns that their penis may be small. And this is their opportunity to participate in the discussion group on the topic for a documentary film. And the name of the film is called Mission for More. And you can actually contact the filmmaker directly. His name is Ed Burr, and you can contact him via email at supere@mac.com. That's supere@mac.com.
So he's actually, and we'll get this straight, clarify this. He is doing a documentary about a group of men. He's trying to get a group of men together with small penises to talk mm-hmm. about it and document it for the whole world to see.
Right. In a film called Mission for More.
Good luck with that. Good luck with that. I guarantee you that if that film ever comes out, we're going to talk about it.
We definitely have to talk about that.
Right. Okay. On that note, I try to end with something pertinent. There's a baby that was denied a birth certificate because his father changed his name. Why was the baby denied a birth certificate? It's because John Richtow, who married Claire Richtow, changed his name. He went non-traditional. And so instead of his wife taking his name, he took hers. And
okay.
So the state wouldn't take it. They just refused to take it.
What law is there that says that?
They say it's saying that Josh's last name was not legal because he took his wife's name instead of her taking his name.
If they have a valid marriage license, it is legal.
Well, according to them, that's invalid because he took her name. Now, I bring this up because it goes to show you, just on a level like marriages, our society that we proclaim to be more enlightened, we love women more than quote unquote Eastern Muslim society.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even take your woman's last name, or they invalidate everything about your relationship. Your kid can't have your woman's last name if y'all are married. You can't do that, but you can take the man's name. See, I just want to point that out. You know, we always point them fingers out there.
Right. Well, can I change my nomination? I want to nominate those people for some answer. Is that okay?
That's okay. That is okay. And on that note, I want to thank my man Najee Hogan for coming on the show and giving us a little hood therapy. I want to thank you, Miss 100%, for being the great co-host that you are. I want to thank the listeners out there for listening to us. Obviously, if not, it'd just be me and Miss 100 running our damn mouths
right.
at each other. And, hey, if you're going to join the little penis documentary, holla at me. Dig
right.
it in pajamas. I just want to hang with y'all. Just once. Anyway. I'm Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-word, for my homegirl, Miss 100%, Smooth Drama. We out.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama. Smooth drama.
Okay, all right, well, here comes the part that I always enjoy. Miss 100%, you want to talk about what's important to you?
What's important to me? What's important to me? My baby, well, he's not a baby, but I call him a baby.